This meeting is now being recorded.
Okay.
Hi, this is Judge.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
This is Judge Martin. This is Judge Martinez. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Doing well. All right, I'm going to go ahead and start taking roll. Judge Conklin?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I'm on the line.
Ms. Bartleson? Mr. Finke? Mr. Finke? Judge Gabe?
Here.
Mr. Harrigan?
Here.
Judge Jackson? Judge Marginet?
Here.
Mr. Planet? Mr. Taylor? Mr. Yamasaki?
Here.
Okay.
Dana, I think
Brian.
Few members just call in. So that's
Brian.
That's Brian Taylor, great.
Okay.
And who else has called in?
Hello.
Hi, is that Judge
Terry,
Jackson?
That's Judge Jackson.
Okay.
Judge Jackson.
Okay.
Okay. Has Kim Bartleson or Mike Planet joined us? All right. So we've clearly got a quorum. We'll wait for Kim Bartleson and Mike Planet. They were at the meeting. They're probably traveling. I'm sure they'll call in. But in the interest
Kim
of everybody who's on the line. Great.
Kim Bartleson was not at the meeting, just Kim Turner.
Oh, sorry, Kim. I got my Kims mixed up.
That's okay.
Story of my life. Okay. So we clearly have a quorum, so we can get to work. And am I accurate, Cottrell, in that no written public comment was submitted?
That is correct.
Okay, so we've got two groups of requests today. I remind everybody, as you know, but I'm just saying this in case there's other people listening on the line. The purpose here is to consider requests either new or amended of courts who are asking that funds be held on their behalf through the Tri-Court Trust Fund for essentially funds that have previously been obligated for projects. We're dealing with the 1% right now, not the 3%. So we kind of danced around this at kickback, but if you have funds that take you up to 1%, then you're not within it. But when you go over the 1%, then you have to ask those funds to be held on your behalf of the Tri-Court Trust Fund. But it's that barrier, so it's the 1%. So these requests have to be requests that are over that 1%. We have new requests listed and, as I said, amended requests. So we're turning first to the new requests for the courts. Those are set forth and summarized at page 7 of your materials. The first new request is from Sutter for $40,000 for IT. Sutter, are you on?
Yes, I'm here.
Great. All right, so it is in each of these meetings, we invite the courts who are submitting the request to make comments if they need to, but candidly, I would suggest to those courts that you await questions from committee members, because these members generally review these materials ahead of time, and there's really no need for you to feel that you have to provide other information other than is in your report, unless for some reason you're changing your request. So does anybody have any questions or concerns about Sutter's request for $40,000 related to digitalization of court files and records? I hear none. Do I have a motion from any committee member to approve Sutter's request of $40,000?
So moved, Terry Jackson.
Seconded by Yamasaki.
Moved and seconded. Now that it's been moved and seconded, any further questions of Sutter? Any opposition from any committee member on the line for Sutter's request? Yeah. Hearing none, I'll deem Sutter's request unanimously approved. Sutter, thank you so much. Assuming you don't have an amended request, Sutter, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
And is that an amended?
Correct.
Okay, we'll wait for that. We'll take the amendeds up in just a minute. Thanks for your patience. We're turning now to Placer and their new request of $110,000 for ITAC disaster recovery work stream. So that paperwork's been committed, been submitted. Does any committee member have any questions for Placer of its $110,000 request? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve Placer's request with a second?
Marchinus moves.
Gabe, second.
Moved and seconded, the $110,000 request from Placer be approved. Any further questions of Placer? All right, is there any committee member who is voting to deny Placer's request? Hearing none, Placer's request is unanimously approved. Placer, I'm sorry I didn't ask if you were on the line, are you?
Yes.
We are.
Great, I'm sorry, I should have asked for your presence, but thank you very much for your submission. It's approved.
Thank you.
Bartleman just joined.
Great, excellent. So now we're up to full staff. Next, and Kim, we're moving now to the third new request. That's Mendocino's request of $777,000 for ongoing obligations related to its case management system. And Mendocino, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. This is Kim Turner.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, just moving too far down the line. We've got all our Kims present. So with that, any questions of Mendocino of its $777,000 request? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve Mendocino's request with a second?
Yamasaki
so
moves. Terry
moves. And Terry Jackson seconds.
Yamasaki moves, Jackson seconds. Any further questions of Mendocino? Is there anybody opposed to Mendocino's request? Hearing none, Mendocino and Kim, thanks, your request approved.
Thank you very much, everyone. I'm going to ring off.
Great. Thanks, Kim. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
So now we're moving to Orange, and Orange, David and Judge Marginis are on the line. Both, they're both committee members, so by necessity, they're now on as requesters, but they are not, they're going to abstain from this vote on each of these.
That's
and
correct.
And first, we'll have to take them separately. So the first is $1 million for VoIP, voice over internet protocol work. And so, David, when we saw each other, you briefly mentioned something, and I don't know if it's this request or the next request, about something that was a little bit out of the ordinary. Is it this request or the next request that you were referring to?
It's primarily this one, but it does apply to the next request, but it's the same issue. And we do have some members from our court who can speak to this as we start getting into some additional detail if necessary. But here's the issue. I think the proposed plan that we have to set aside monies for the voiceover IP system is certainly not out of the ordinary. It is a very significant capital expenditure. And what we were planning to do is set aside money so that we can execute on the procurement and implementation in this current budget year. There was just simply not enough time to finish out this project to even encumber the money last fiscal year. So what we did was we set aside in our request $1 million. And here's where things get a little bit complicated. The project itself, we want to have stand on its own. In other words, we want to set aside a specific dollar amount for this project. It's turning out that the $1 million estimate may come in a little bit lower. So we may have to submit an adjustment in that regard closer to $600,000. But here's where things are a bit out of the ordinary. We wanted to have this project sit on its own so that we would use the entirety of the monies that we set aside for this project, earmarked for this project. Where things got a little more complicated is that the indication was that we would only be permitted to set aside an amount in excess of the cap of our 1%. And in reviewing the procedures and instructions, we did not determine that there was a limitation that would require you to only set aside once you've satisfied the 1% cap in its entirety. And the challenge that we have is, as we start closing out the budget year, it's not an entire certainty where we're going to land. So we wanted to create a little bit of a buffer to bring us below the 1% cap, but keep in mind that the monies that we're talking about is will only be spent for this project, and any monies that we don't spend that we've encumbered through this process would revert to the trial court trust fund. So we're very confident we're going to spend the money, but what we don't, what we're trying to avoid is to carry our reserve at 1% precisely and only carry into the, this request the amount that would have otherwise been offset by part of our reserve. We want it to sit on its own. And that's where I think there was some, additional discussion needed, and I'll pause there because I did provide a lot of details that may require some clarification.
So I really appreciate your candor, and as I understand it, what essentially is coming down to is you're saying you want to reserve funds that are actually not over the 1% as part of a project that will take you over the 1%.
Correct.
Theoretically.
Correct.
So
what?
I guess,
and
I appreciate the candor that this group shares with you. I guess the concern I have, David, to get right to the point is, and I think we talked about this morning, I don't think that's what the 1% can do. And I agree with you that it needs clarification, and FMS should probably go back and do that and get TICFAC's approval. But I'm just trying to think about the discussion we had this morning to be consistent with that. Because I just, as you explain it, and I think it through, I don't think this applies even in the same project to funds that are under the 1%. Say it another way, couldn't you just come back at our next meeting, which will be like 3 months from now, and make your amendment then for those funds rather than ask for them now?
Once we've closed the books, is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, just to be consistent with what we did this morning, say, okay, anything over the 1% this committee will be asked to approve. But if your project doesn't take you over the 1%, then you don't need those funds protected. So if you go over the 1%, then you can amend it as the project closes.
Right. But the project will in fact go over the 1%. So let me just use hard numbers. So our 1% generally is about $1.8 million, okay, to close out this past fiscal year. As you see, this project estimated to be $1 million. We do have the funds. We wanted to set aside the $1 million for the project, although we realize now that the cost may come in a little bit lower. What we don't want to do is save more money than we'll ever spend, so that's really what we're going to do. So if you were to combine this particular request with the next one, very clearly combined will cost more than, you know, the 1% cap that we have. So our hope was to set aside funds for this project. If we didn't do this, then we would lose, let's say if it's 1.8, we would lose $800,000. Because we would have exceeded the cap restriction. So in other words, that's kind of the idea. But if the sense is that the rules do not permit funds to be set aside for a specific project, if part of it can be spent using fund balance and another portion has to be spent using this mechanism, we can obviously, you know, adjust accordingly. But that's one of the reasons why I wanted to make sure we had a chance to talk about it, because it was not explicit in the procedures that there was this nuance that required certain, you know, processes to be to occur for the monies to be set aside.
So again, I really do appreciate the fact that you highlighted this and how candid you've been about it. And I guess I'm just one committee member, but my suggestion would be that we go back to staff and to legal, or we get clarification on this before we approve it, only because this committee all along has strived so much to be very consistent with the policy so that the policy doesn't get adjusted on us.
Okay.
So I would hate to do something, to approve something now and have somebody else look at it and say, ooh, that that's not what the 1% was meant for, instead of getting an answer ahead of time before we approve it. And I'm just one committee member, but that would be my suggestion, is that we either amend it or defer it, if we can, to the next meeting. But I'm just one committee member, so I'll invite anybody, any other discussion.
This is Kim. What about the possibility of we get, try to get with legal and have a email vote if legal comes back and it's consistent with what David's interpretation is? If it's and then if it's not, we'll have an answer. But we need to. I don't want to put them at risk of having to first off get the money swept. The other thing is to have to beg for bucks, because that's not fun. So if there's a way, if your projection is right now, David, that you have roughly $850,000 at risk of being swept and you have this project, then we can't obviously earmark anything beyond the one that would exceed the 1%, because that's yours to use within your own without our oversight.
And this is Kevin Harrigan. I would say that as the year-end entries come in and you're closing out your books, David, I think that isn't there a, maybe Cottrell could answer this for us, but I think there's another window of opportunity after the fiscal year end to kind of true all of this up.
Yes. Again, David is also welcome to amend the request as well, instead of considering legal's input.
Well, this is a unique, this is an issue that we haven't addressed before, but David, I think you're right. And Kim, I think it's an important, we need to get an answer to it, because it could, we haven't addressed it before. So is, David, would it be possible, can we take your request of 110 and that won't implicate this issue, right? And then defer the million or vice versa?
Yeah, I think because of the need for clarity on this particular issue, because it is a significantly larger dollar amount, the 110 seems to be appropriate to address in this fashion. So we could table this one, get additional information, and with the understanding that it's not going to be subject to the sweeping in its entirety because of the additional time that we actually have to resubmit an amended request.
This is Cottrell again. I really think this is a policy issue, not necessarily a legal issue.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not necessarily sure that considering or seeking legal's input is the right approach.
That's right. And I would agree with you, Cottrell. Yeah. But it does require some clarification, and I think the additional time because this thing kind of developed in the last couple of days, that the additional time will give us an opportunity to vet this thing through and make sure we're proceeding in accordance with the policy.
So could I also, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Could I offer a motion, which is the move for approval of Orange County VoIP request, not to exceed $1 million, subject to clarification by finance?
Well, and presently for only an amount over the 1%.
Right.
Until subject to an opinion. So that way it's clear that this would only be amounts held over 1%.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's a fair interpretation.
And David, that's workable for you guys, right?
Certainly.
Great. Okay. So do you want to, are you asking us to approve the 110 and defer the million, or are you just looking for clarification on each of these as far as your specific request?
I think just to follow the normal process of going through the agenda, we'll handle these one at a time, I think. I think that's how we'll do this. So we'll set aside this one, seeking further clarification, and then what we can do is talk about the second one, and since this is the one that I wanted to make sure I had an opportunity to provide additional details on, I'll turn it over to our court staff to weigh in on this particular issue if there are additional questions.
Hi, I just went to Dr. Blanco Hill. He has some comments as well.
When is the appropriate time on the issues? They asked me to come in when they heard the questions about the application of policy.
I think now's the time.
So.
I think I'm listening to, you know, sort of the last tail end of it. Can you just describe what is it, the issue that's at hand that is being concerned, that is looking for clarification? Can someone articulate?
Are you asking me, Zocco?
So
one of the things that we wanted to do was, we have an identifiable project, one that has been identified. There is a cost estimate that has been prepared. We have funds that we could have used this past fiscal year to complete the project, except for the fact that we ran out of time. We wanted to use those estimated savings to pay for this project in its entirety, because it's difficult to commingle, let's say, funds held on behalf of and use some of your local funds. Because of the way that we plan for specific projects, we set aside a specific dollar amount. So our idea was to allow the court to maintain a fund balance up to 1%. And keep in mind, as we close out the budget year, it's very difficult to land on a postage stamp when you have a $200 million budget. So we wanted to give ourselves a little bit of buffer, which is about a couple hundred thousand dollars, and leave this particular earmark of funds, this specific request, on its own to pay for a project, and at the same time preserve the ability to carry something less than 1% in our fund balance. That's essentially what it amounts to.
Yeah, and so my reaction to that is, we, in our development of this policy and its application over a handful of years, I don't believe we've ever approved a request that included a portion of your funds that are within the 1% to be held. And so I feel that any change, remember, you were there, David, I was there, we were working with the Department of Finance, that we didn't run afoul of any views that they had that we were trying to circumvent the 1% cap. Therefore, it was amounts above the 1% that were always in question. So my concern is that I'm hearing this a little bit, appears to be a change in policy from my, 6 years that I've been doing this. And it's not just a mere technical analysis. It's clearly not a legal issue, because it's council policy created by the trial court budget advisory committee, not any legal folks. So I just want to kind of get that into the can of our responsibility. But I would say is that, while I understand you're concerned about preserving this as a whole, I mean, as we heard today in the TICBAC, I think, and I don't know if this has been raised before, is that folks' immediate reaction to the 1% and the cannabis conviction funding was, well, if it's within your 1%, that's fine. If it's when you're within your 3%, that's fine. You'd only ask for funds held on behalf of if it exceeded those caps. And so I'm just, again, concerned, especially in light of the fact that we just got the 3% expansion, that I would feel like any new application of the policy could be a risk. So I think we have to think about our consideration in this regard to the historical application of the policy, and not ever having a request not only have a portion of it be funded as above the 1%, but within the 1% that you have the freedom to use as the court deems. And so that's my concern.
So as I'm thinking through this, simplifying it, David, I really think it's necessary that this goes back at least a tick back for a policy discussion consideration. Because you're right. I mean, I want to be real careful, and I appreciate the way you stated a little while ago. We have to be consistent for all the courts. And I don't think this has ever really come to us before. And rather than, approve it and ask for forgiveness, I don't think that's something we can do. Or I think we have to get permission first, just to protect because this has been so consistent and so useful.
Right. And so here's our position. We obviously are trying to recognize the importance and opportunity that we have with this program. And if in fact the sense is that this seems like a circumvention of some sort, of the process, I don't think that it would be worth it for us to delay it. What we can essentially do is operate within the scope. What we will do is only set aside an amount for this project that exceeds our 1% cap, because the amount that we'd be setting aside will not pay for this project, so we will have to use some of our reserves to go forward with it. But if there is a sense of discomfort or hesitation, I'm okay. We will adjust. I think this process has worked well based on the requests that have been submitted and approved. So I'm willing to proceed in a manner that only sets aside a portion that would exceed our 1%.
Mm-hmm. Great. I so really appreciate it. You used the word circumvent, David. I don't think you're trying to circumvent the policy in any way. I really don't. I just view this as a need for clarification of the policy to preserve the integrity of the policy. So with that being said, I think you're about to amend your request.
Right. Our request would simply be to set aside funds for this voice over IP project in an amount that's permitted that exceeds the 1% fund balance cap. So it would obviously be some figure less than what is currently requested. So we're going to operate in conjunction with the perceived or the operative practice of this policy and only set aside an amount in excess of our 1% cap. How's that?
I think that works. And I really appreciate that. But that being said as well, David, I'd like, and maybe you and me can talk offline about this, because this needs to come to kickback, because I think other courts are going to confront the same issue. So I appreciate your bringing it up. We need to get it clarified.
No question. But we can do that going forward. But on this one, we'll adjust our request to move forward as we traditionally have.
So, Cottrell, with that, is that sufficient? When you say adjust, David, are you going to come back with a new request? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we're going to have to. We're going to have to figure out what that dollar amount, where we finish the year, and any dollar amount that we set aside will only be set aside in excess of our 1% cap.
Yeah, and Kevin brought that correctly, that happens on a regular basis, is you put in a placeholder so that it's not in the reserve, and then once – we have tons of amended throughout the year that reflect the final fiscals that you have available. So while you're not necessarily landing it, once it's landed, you know what true available dollars are above the 1%. We get those on a regular basis as far as amended requests. Is that right, Cottrell?
That's correct.
Okay. So, David, now we're going to move. So we'll show that Orange's request for $1 million to the Voice over Internet Protocol is simply deferred pending further submission from that court.
Yes.
And so now great. So we won't go further on that, but now we'll move to Orange's request for $110,000 for the multi-case processing project.
Okay. And I'm going to ask to see if, is anybody from Orange on this call? Besides Judge Marginis and myself? I guess not. But consistent with the previous items, I'll let you proceed.
Hello?
I'm getting a lot of feedback. David, are you there?
I am. I had it on hold or mute to avoid this language, the dialogue in the background. If you can give me 1 minute.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Good.
So, yes. I'll defer to you, Judge Conklin, to present the item, and if there are questions, we'll weigh in.
Okay, thanks so much. So we're now removing Orange's request for $110,000. It's also IT related for its multi-case processing. Is there any questions from any committee members regarding Orange's $110,000 request? And if not, is there a motion to approve?
So moved, Terry Jackson.
Second, Harlan, I'll second. All right, moved and seconded. Any other discussion concerning Orange's request? And any opposition from any committee member of Orange's $110,000 request?
This is just marginal. Just a reminder. Just a reminder that David Yamasaki and I are abstaining on this one.
Yep, and I appreciate that. Over the course of this call, I think every other member is on the line, so we clearly have a quorum, even absent the vote of you two. So I'm going to deem that unanimously approved, though show that Mr. Yamasaki and Judge Marginis have abstained appropriately. We're now moving to Sacramento's request of $1.776 billion for its case management. Is anybody from Sacramento on the line? I don't hear that. So do any committee members have any concerns or amongst ourselves or questions about this request? So all I'm going to do now in the lesson learned category is, Cottrell, I'm going to ask that you note that each of these requests that are approved is conditional upon what David was just so candid with us about, assuming that it's an amount over the court's 1%.
Okay.
So David really helped us here, but I think to be fair to David and to Orange County, if these other courts are making similar requests and just haven't got the clarification, we have to be consistent. But with that clarification, is there a motion to approve Sacramento's request?
I'll move.
All right, Yamasaki moves and Gabe, I think, seconded. Any opposition to Sacramento's request? Hearing none, Sacramento's request is approved. And finally, on their new request, San Benito, $415,801. Is anybody from San Benito on the line?
Yes, hello, this is Gil Florio, the executive officer.
Great, welcome so much. Does anybody have any questions of San Benito about the $415,000 request? All right, and again, I just want to make sure if you were not listening to the earlier discussion, this $415,000 is above your 1%, all of it, correct?
Yes, that's our current projection.
Great, thank you. Any opposition to San Benito's request of $415,801? All right, hearing none, that's unanimously approved. San Benito, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And so now I believe, Cottrell, we've covered all the new requests, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so now we're going to move to the amended request. And those are all set forth, folks. They're summarized at page 113 of your materials.
Ooh.
Yeah, turn the page. I'll give everybody a chance to get there.
Okay.
And Cottrell, thanks so much for these summaries. They're very helpful.
Sure, no problem.
So the first request is from Sutter, showing a change, as I understand this, is this amended for 125? Is Sutter
correct
on the line?
It's an increase of 125, so the total amount now is 175,000.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay,
good point.
So that's Judge Marginis and David trying to unmute their phone. So any questions of Sutter on the amended request? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve Sutter's amended request of $125,000?
Harrigan, motions.
Is there a second?
Jackson.
Moved and seconded. Any opposition to Sutter's request to amend their previous submission by $125,000 as an increase. Hearing none, I'll deem it approved. So now we're going to take these individually, but now we have amended requests from numerous counties that, as I understand it, are not changes in requested amounts. Is that correct, Cottrell?
That's correct.
So let's start with Colusa. Is Colusa on the line? Apparently not. So, Cottrell, could you just help us understand exactly what the request here is, if it's not an amount, a change of amount?
It's a change in their projections for year. So instead of it being, let's say, they're going to expend their funds in 2019-20, it's now 2021 or et cetera.
Okay, so they're asking for an extension of time, not an extension of funds.
That's correct.
Okay. Colusa is not on the line, apparently, but does any committee member have any concerns?
This is Erica from Colusa. I'm sorry.
Oh, great. Thanks, Erica.
No, there is a request for change in amount.
There. Okay.
Yes. We may have filled this out incorrectly, but there is a change in amount. Let me get you the exact. Give me 1 second.
So, Calusa, are you still with us?
Yes, I'm sorry. So, I believe we were going to be, it's about a $200,000 change. I'm trying to find where they saved this information. So, we were projected to be at $425,000 prior to this amendment. And the amount is in excess of our 1%.
Okay, so I show we've currently approved $645,000 for you in or between 16, 17, 18, and 19. And so you're asked to go from 645 to 845?
So the last record, I'm sorry, I just took over about a year ago, and the last request that I had was that our total amount was $420,000. Up until this fiscal year. And so our request was to go from 420 to 645.
Judge Conklin, I'm also showing 645 as well.
As previously approved?
That's correct.
Okay, so Colusa, what we're showing is that we have previously approved that amount, but so the request is, That amount would stay at 645. You're just asking for more time to spend it, to put it as clearly as I can. But is it accurate that you are requesting 645?
Yes, 645. But that was including our excess of this fiscal year's or past last fiscal year's fund. Because our understanding is that we had 420, not the 645. So
you just want to, this is Judge Jackson, you just want to carry over $245,000. You've already spent 400 something, right?
We haven't spent any yet. We have not spent any yet. So we're asking for two things, to expend it through 2021 and then also to increase the 245.
You want 800?
Or 225, I'm sorry, $225,000 more.
So what,
for a total of 645.
Okay, so you're showing your total. Okay, so simply put, you're asking that $645,000 be withheld, be held for your court in the trial court trust fund for funds that have been allocated for your case management project to be spent through the next fiscal year.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. So, does any committee member have any questions?
No, with that clarification. This is Terry Jackson. So just another 200, I mean, just to spend the remainder $225,000, right? I just want to make sure I'm clear on that.
I guess I'm a little unclear on what our amounts of. Our intent was to add an additional $225,000 to our funds held request. But it appears that we had already requested to hold $645,000. So I guess that's where our intent is to add an additional $225,000 and expend it through this 2021 fiscal year.
So I guess the only question is that $225,000 above, on top of $645,000 for a total of $870,000?
Hi, this is Cottrell. I don't think that's the case, Judge Conklin. I think their sum total is $645,000 that they're requesting.
Correct.
Okay.
And Erica, this is Kevin Harrigan. Part of the amount is having to do with your 18-19 contribution, which is $200,000 and some change, in addition to previous money set aside, for a total of $645,000 to be spent through the end of fiscal year 2021.
Yes.
And that was, and you just made that motion, right, Mr. Harrigan?
I will make that motion.
Bartleson,
second.
Okay.
All right. So now that we've cleared, and Cottrell, do you have that? Is that your clear understanding, Cottrell, as far as the report?
Yes.
Great. Any opposition to Calusa's request? Hearing none, Calusa, thanks for your patience in working through that with us. Your request for a total of $645,000 is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right, we're turning back to Orange. This is a request for the 465,234. And David and Judge Margins, are you still with us?
Oh yes, we would never miss it.
Yes, we're still here.
And so is this that case where you're simply rolling it over to the next year?
That's exactly what I was going to say. It is aligning with the fact that the project was not able to be completed within the period of time that we expected. So we just simply need to roll it over.
Thank you very much. Is there any further requests or questions of Orange or a motion to approve? This is Judge Conklin. I'll move to approve. Is there a second?
Second from Jack.
Second.
Okay. So I'm going to call for a vote, but once again, we're going to show that Mr. Yamasaki and Judge Marginis are abstaining. All members are still on the call. Any opposition to Orange's request to carry over the amount into the next fiscal year as previously protected? Hearing none, that's approved. Next to Placer, is Placer with us?
Yes.
Okay. So is this the same situation, simply rolling over from 1819 to 1920 to 50,000?
Correct.
Any questions of Placer concerning their request? Is there a motion from a committee member to approve Placer's request?
Yamasaki moves.
Who is that? All right.
Yamasaki.
I'll second that. Yamasaki moved, and this is Judge Conklin. I'll second. Any opposition to Placer's request to roll over the $50,000 to this next fiscal year? Hearing none, that's approved. Placer, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Sacramento, are you on the line? Apparently not. So this appears to be the same request, taking the $1.42 million, $412 million that's been previously approved and breaking it up over 1920 and 2021 for the same amount for their IT. Sacramento's not on the line. Does any committee member have any concerns about Sacramento's request? Hearing none, I'll invite a motion.
Jackson so moves.
Harrigan moves.
Jackson moves. Harrigan seconds. Any opposition to Sacramento's request? Roll over into the next two fiscal years. Hearing none, that's unanimously approved. And finally, so Judge Jackson, are you on the line for San Francisco on this request,
I will
or
be
somebody
more
else
than,
on?
I'll be more than happy to be on the line from San Francisco, and
hello.
I will not be voting.
Hi, and this is Sue Wong. I'm the CFO also here for San Francisco's request.
And, of course, Sue does not – she knows not to trust me to do this. I'm glad you're there, Sue.
And Sue, this
and I would be tripling the amount. No, joking.
And this appears to be a request to simply roll over previously approved funds in the 17-18-19 year to 1920 and 2021. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. Any questions for San Francisco on this request? And I'll invite a motion to approve.
This is Gabe. So
Yamasaki moves. Second.
Gabe moves. Okay, Gabe moves. Yamasaki seconds. We'll show Judge Jackson is, at this point, abstaining.
Yep.
Thank you. Besides that abstention, is there any opposition to San Francisco's request? Hearing none, it's approved. And finally, Tehama, are you on the line?
Kevin Harrigan's here from Tehama, but I'll be abstaining from
the vote. All right, Kevin, are you also just gonna present this if there's any questions?
I'm happy to answer any related questions.
All right. Any questions of Mr. Harrigan on Tehama's request? So this is actually an increase of $113,000, Kevin?
That's exactly right.
Okay.
And an extension of one more fiscal year to complete the project.
Great. And just to be fair and consistent, these are amounts above the one. All of these are above the 1%.
Absolutely.
Okay. Any further questions for Kevin or for Tehama on this request? Is there a motion to approve?
Marginus moves.
Gabe seconds.
All right. Was that Judge Gabe at second?
It was, yes.
Moved and seconded Tehama's request. Any opposition to Tehama's request? Hearing none, it's unanimously approved. So I think that gets us through our work, folks. This was a little more than most calls. I appreciate everybody's time.
Judge Conklin, there was also the CWR issue.
Oh, there sure is. I'm sorry. I knew I was moving too fast. I've got that marked right here. So now we're moving on. This is item two on our agenda. And this has to do with the children's waiting room. And Cottrell, I apologize. I'm just going through my notes. Who's going to present on this?
I will.
Great. Can you summarize it for us?
Sure. This is to approve a recommendation to the Trial Court Budget Advisory Committee for consideration at their September 23rd and 24th JC business meeting to provide Contra Costa a three-month extension. This will allow the courts to build sufficient funding for the reopening and full operation of the CWR by October 1st.
Great. And is anybody from that court on this call?
Yes, Contra Costa is on the line.
Great. So this is pretty typical of a children's waiting room request. They're just extending the receipt of funds on that. Any questions for either Cottrell or Contra Costa on the request? All right. The specific recommendation is set forth on page 207 of your materials, and that's to approve a recommendation to TICBAC. So this will go to TICBAC next for our meeting concerning Contra Costa's children's waiting room request. Is there a motion?
So moved, Terry Jackson.
Yamasaki moves. Second, Yamasaki.
Jackson moves. All right, Jackson moves. Yamasaki seconds. Any opposition to the to the motion and set forth at page 207? Hearing none, unanimously approved.
Did we take care of the minutes by chance? I may have missed it. Approving
Judge
the minutes.
Jackson, I'm so glad you're there to back me up because we did not. Is that a motion from you to approve the minutes, Judge Jackson?
That is a motion by me, yes.
Bartleson seconded.
And Bartleson seconded. So to wrap up this meeting, as we were supposed to at the beginning, it's been moved and seconded that the minutes be approved. Any opposition?
No.
Excellent. Those are approved. Thank you. So, thank you all very much for your patience. This was a little cumbersome sitting in the car doing this, but we've accomplished our business. Cottrell, anything else we need to address today? I don't hear it. Okay. I think this might have actually lasted longer than the tick back meeting this morning, but appreciate everybody's time. And just circling back, David and Judge Marginis, thanks so much for your candor on that request. I'm sure we'll work through that, but I'm glad it's come to a head so we can get policy corrected or clarified on that. And with that, everybody travel safe. Thank you very much. And we will talk again at our next meeting. Meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Judge Conklin.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You bet.
Thank you all. Bye-bye.
The host has left the meeting. So at this time, the meeting will come to an end. Thank you, and goodbye.